All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner, because, hey, we're back with the little bit of hentai left in Sekiro No Mori Dreamers. Yeah, this is the only scene we've got. You'll have to play the game if you want to see the others. There's not that many. This is very story-heavy, so if you're looking for the H, you're probably not going to find it here. Anyway, let's go ahead and give you what they have. It's like you're ordering tacos from a Mexican, not a Mexican restaurant, but a pizza place. You're like, hey, can I get the Pizza Hut tacos? And like, well, they're not that great, but it's what we've got. We normally do pizza. So here's the tacos we have. Like, Burger King tried to do tacos. They were horrible, right? Well, because you don't really expect to get tacos from Burger King. That's kind of what you're getting here. This is like the Burger King tacos of hentai. So let's go ahead and give it a try, shall we? The rumbling of my heart quickly returned as we gazed at each other. But none of that came from anxiety. Part of that was probably wishful thinking, but her expression seemed to beam with confidence. Confidence in me. Ah, let's turn off the lights. But I won't be able to see well in the dark. Would it inconvenience you? Not really, but I want to see you. Haha, that's really lewd of you, Fukugami. Haha, yeah. She didn't say anything else, so I kept my mouth shut too. But I was dead serious about it being a waste of time to do it in the dark. Okay, I guess that's right. You're staring at me. I can tell. And that kind of satisfies me as a woman. Kirito had been slow to realize the difference between boys and girls and started to show her deeply feminine side, and only in front of me. Let me touch you. I stroked her thigh with my palm. It had been some time since we left the bath, but her skin was still a light pink. It still feels so good. Your hands. I want you to touch me more. It didn't exactly stimulate her, but it seemed to make her relax. She parted her legs slightly, flashing a glimpse of the white panties she had changed into. I slowly moved my hand up. Her smooth skin was sweaty from the bath and felt as though it was trying to hold on to my palm. I lightly moved across her crotch over the panties. I could feel her body heat in my hand. I continued to caress her, closely watching her expression. I had trouble putting them on earlier. What do you mean? I was really excited. Not even wiping it off with tissues helped. Then I couldn't quite show up with wet panties, can I? So... It seemed that her considerations wouldn't last long. An obvious stain slowly appeared on the white cloth as I continued to stroke her. I'm getting wet again. I'm glad it means you're feeling it. Or, I'm glad it means you're feeling it. Yeah, it feels really good. It felt great earlier, too. You make my pussy feel good, and that fills me with so much happiness. Her words made me want to touch it directly again. But then, a proper sequence of events was probably important for something like this. It'd be in bad taste to focus solely on her crotch. I crawled forward and, leaning on the futon with one hand, towered over her. She wrapped her arms around my back to welcome me, which again made me happy. I couldn't kiss her for long earlier because I was worried she might have been uncomfortable in that position, but now I could do it as much as I wanted. She says, I love kissing you. Me too. It always makes me really wet. I reached out my hand towards her crotch again as we continued to kiss. It's very romantic. Her overflowing love juices covered my fingers and dripped onto the futon. Knowing that my actions were giving her pleasure aroused me even further, and then again, I felt a yearning to fill her up with myself. I pulled away to see her delicate lips glint with my saliva. I'll kiss here too. I gave her a light peck on the neck. We never used soap earlier, yet her body smelled great. I stopped after kissing her upper chest. What am I supposed to do after this? I don't understand kimonos. Wait, if you do this... We should have kept the lights on. Aha, you had enough time to watch me earlier. Yeah, but... I think I could look at your boobs indefinitely. Hmm? I'll touch them then. Remember, Japanese men are all about the foreplay. That's what Mashita-san says anyway. It's Mashita, right. I didn't feel it earlier because of the bathwater, but sweat had an interesting sensation of making everything feel like it was sucking me in. I used both of my hands and boldly fondled her chest. It was quite stimulating to feel these bulges of flesh deform in my grasp. Amazing. Her breast didn't look out of shape even when she lied down. It was truly a perfect bust in both color and shape. I leaned on the floor with one hand and kissed her upper chest again. Taking her skin into my mouth, I slowly moved downwards. Kirito's back bent in response to my lips. Her hands wrapped around my head as I finally reached the ravine of her breasts. It was a bit hard to breathe, but the unprecedented feeling of bliss budding in my chest dispelled any sensation of discomfort. It might leave marks if I overdo it. No one's gonna see it anyway. That made sense. I continued to kiss her without holding myself back. Your lips? Kirito's body twitched as I took one of her nipples into my mouth. Her back had arched like a bow. I continued knowing that meant she was feeling it. Amazing. There. At times I'd use the tip of my tongue to stimulate them. At times I'd slurp them into my mouth. They were hard to begin with, but I could feel them harden even further in my mouth. Ah. No, I'm not gonna do that. There, it feels so good. You feel it here? Yeah, I do. Your mouth. I'm glad to hear that. Emboldened, I continued caressing her. I used my other hand to massage her other breast, steadily arousing her even more. Kirito kept struggling, making a mess of the sheets. The sight made me realize we were having sex all over again. My breathing had grown completely ragged from excitement as I raised myself up. Kirito, too, seemed to be having trouble breathing. Her chest heaved up and down. Her eyes were fixed on my face and had a glazed look to them. I'll do it. Now. Okay. I leave it to you. Thanks. This time we didn't chuckle. There was no anxiety, but we couldn't help growing solemn before the actual act. She raised her hips as I placed my hand on her panties. Her crotch sparkled from the sweet mess of love juices that covered it. I quickly undressed and positioned myself over the top of her. It really looks really big. Kirito's eyes were glued to my penis, making me grow a bit embarrassed. My dick had swollen to a size that even I myself was surprised by. Make sure to relax as much as you can. Okay, I'll try. I guided the tip. I more or less figured out the area earlier in the bath. Squelch. A wet sound escaped from between her legs, just as I made contact. It's so hot. Your dick feels... Your dick feels hotter than your hands. Kirito contorted her body. It was her first taste of a man. Her long, firm legs tensed up. I suppose it was impossible to relax in a situation like this. Why is there a light shining from her vagina? That's really bizarre. I used my fingers to guide my member into her soaking entrance. I feel strange. Is that supposed to be like a new feature for waifus? They have light up vaginas so you can see what you're doing? I don't know. I wasn't trying to tease her, but genuinely looking for where to go. Finally finding a crevice with my tip, I asked her, "Is this the right place?" Yeah, it is. Then I'm going in. No, don't go in her ear or anything crazy, buddy. I clutched her delicate hips and sunk down. Uh-oh. My engorged dick slowly parted the walls of her pussy. The whole thing lacked a sense of reality, even though I myself was doing it. Thank you. Man, this is almost done the traditional way. Usually like in Bible Black or Heartwork, you see it done like this where they don't actually show the penis insertion. Very interesting that they would choose this style for the hentai scenes. I see it hurts, I'm sorry. No, don't apologize. I her vagina painfully spread out to take me in, but I couldn't stop after coming this far. Luckily, it was really wet inside. It's coming. Your dick. I gritted my teeth and pushed forward. It didn't hurt me, but I felt like I might explode if I didn't stay focused. Goosebumps covered my body in response to this new mind-boggling sensation. Amazing, my pussy is spreading. The path started feeling smoother once my thickest part got in, though Kirito's face was still contorted in pain. Squelch, squelch. Her inside slowly swallowed me, letting out a sticky, wet sound in response. That was an incredible sensation. It boggled my mind just to imagine I was currently penetrating the girl I loved with my penis, of all things. What in the hell did you think you'd be penetrating her with? I can feel you deep. Her vagina was tighter than expected, but the insertion went smoothly thanks to how wet she had been. She says, I feel so hot deep inside me, but my belly might burn. Ah! The tip of my penis hit a wall at the very end. Kirito raised her hips as though she had been pushed by it. At the same time, the angle made it possible for me to go further. What the hell? This guy's got like a king-sized dick? I mean, I thought it wasn't that damn big. They're making it like I went even further in. It's like, damn, how much further do you go before your inner stomach? Her insides began contorting, as though confused by the alien sensation of having something in them. I ended up letting out a moan as her wet and warm insides squeezed my penis harder. I really had to do my best to maintain my motor functions before this intense pleasure. Kirito looked like she had yet to understand what was happening. I waited for her breathing to even out a little and gently addressed her. Kirito, I reached the end. Ah, really? Yeah. Her eyes sparkled slightly, probably from pain. A smile returned to her face. I can approach no further, madam. Ah, I can tell. You're inside me. I've become a woman. Ah, I'm so happy. Kirito, we both lusted after each other. And with this achieved, I suddenly felt something fill my chest. Looking at each other after having become one filled me with an overwhelming emotion. You're inside me. That just makes me so incredibly happy. Me too. It feels like bliss having my penis inside you. Well, I guess it's that deep. Pun intended, of course. I had thoughts about this, but this is way beyond anything I'd imagine.
Like
So this is how it feels to have the dick of someone you love inside you. Kirito satisfyingly stroked her lower abdomen. This is how it feels to be loved. I felt like I understood for the first time what it meant to love a woman. And I was really glad that woman turned out to be Kirito. It looks like it still hurts. Yes, a little. Some blood dripped down from our crotches, staining the sheets. I'll stay still for now. Okay, thanks. I think I'll be okay in a bit. Hoping to distract her from the pain, I used both of my hands to massage her chest. It wasn't that hot inside the room, yet beads of sweat covered her breasts. The excitement of the moment had me feeling as if I was on fire. It feels different when we're connected. Really? Yeah, though I can't describe it. Kirito bashfully averted her gaze. Well, it's a bit embarrassing, yeah? Yeah. I mean, well, we're connected through your dick and my vagina. It makes me so embarrassed, but happy at the same time. Yeah, me too. I couldn't even imagine it felt so great to be inside the woman you love. Haha. I see. I guess that's how men are wired. We were really well designed, both women and men. Yeah. Her body twitched as I pinched her stiff nipple. Yeah, it feels different when we're connected. I can tell you how your pussy reacts when I touch you. Stop! It was a bit tight at first, but my caressing relaxed it a little, and now it just pleasantly contracted around my shaft at regular intervals. That was both endearing and extremely satisfying. Amazing! It feels great even without moving. I see. It feels nice inside my pussy. I nodded. Aha, I'm glad. It's like back when I did It's like back when I did with my hands earlier. The most important part for me is to know you're feeling good. Same here. Think I could start moving soon? What? They haven't even started moving? He's just in there? Like... Yeah, probably. She placed one of her hands on her lower abdomen. I think your dick fits pretty well down there right now. Okay, can we get some action? Like that Power Man song. We're gonna need some action soon. I was still tight, but I could tell her body had relaxed. Besides, it's made to be flexible, so I think I should be fine. I took her by the hand. Come. Alright. I leaned on the floor with one hand and slowly pulled back. Amazing. I can tell. Your dick is coming out of me. This shit sounds like in a pair of really good headphones. Drops of white fluid covered the tip of my penis. There was a deep feeling of satisfaction knowing that was the proof that she was enjoying it, and I could tell how hot it was inside once my wet dick got exposed to the air. I leveled my breathing and put some strength into my hips. I had to be careful dealing with this unfamiliar sensation, or else. My belly feels lonely suddenly, and this is supposed to be its normal state? We were still connected near the entrance. Our pussy twitched, squeezing the tip of my penis as though urging me to return already. That was a bad idea, since the head was the most sensitive, and the sudden sensation almost made me explode there and then. Fukugami, what are you looking at? Or where are you looking at, rather? Ah, just at where we're connected. Stop, it's embarrassing. I was just curious. How does it look like? It seemed Kirito was curious too. You look red. Yeah, I can imagine. I can tell myself. How swollen it is? Mine is red too. Huh? Oh, it had really swollen as far as it could go. Blood vessels were visible all over the surface. And the entrance to your pussy is really spread apart. I mean, your dick is huge. She probably didn't mean that way, but it made me happy nonetheless. The sight of both our genitals connected and covered in love juices was enough to make me lightheaded. I'll continue. Squelch, squelch. My member disappeared inside her again as another round of wet, liquidy sounds crept to my ear. Unlike at first, her entire body completely relaxed by now. The fact she was wholeheartedly taking me in relieved me greatly. I more or less figured out how it worked after going in and out a few times. I'm going ahead. Okay, come. My movements became more and more rhythmical. Your dick? Amazing. It's rubbing inside. Oh my god. I feel great too. Her insides had a very intricate shape, and it felt incredibly pleasant as her fleshy walls rubbed against me. I did my best to suppress my orgasm. I didn't want this to end just yet. So this is... how it feels when it's rubbing inside. It seemed that the new sensation had really confused her, but she still seemed to be enjoying herself. Is it good? Yeah, it's amazing. So good I don't even... She violently shook her head as I asked her if it still hurt. No, so please come as deep as you can. All right. Her urging had me instantly fired up. Carefully observing her reactions, I strengthened my thrusting even further. Amazing. Wet noises filled the room as I thrusted. Our crotches were soaked from our overflowing love juices. I swayed my hips back and forth like a dog or some other feral beast for the first time in my life, yet it didn't feel odd at all. It was as though I'd been overtaken by my instincts. Huh? What? My pussy is twitching. Yeah, I can feel it. It's squeezing my dick. Stop! Her white skin grew even redder, probably from embarrassment. My penis rubbed against her flesh while being continuously squeezed all the while. It was a miracle I managed to suppress myself to this point. My hips are moving on their own. I think I might... come too. Well, somebody needs to. You mean you're close to orgasm? Yes. Really? I couldn't help asking again just to confirm. I heard women had a harder time reaching climax. I don't know. It's my first time. But please don't stop. Stab me with your dick? Alright. I was close to my limit, but it would be amazing if we managed to come at the same time. I bit my lip, tasting a tinge of blood, and continued thrusting as deep as I could. Kirito's breast bounced all over the place. This is it. Me too. I'm coming. Kirito clung to my arms. Let's do it together, Kirito. Okay, together. I'm cocooning! It's coming! I ejaculated as deep as I could manage. My consciousness almost cut out as the intense wave of pleasure washed over me. Her insides continued to lightly contract as I orgasmed. It felt like it was trying to melt me out of every last drop of sperm. That's probably why I continued ejaculating for so long. It's hot. Kirito seemed to finally regain some of her senses. It's hot. Is this... amazing. It's like there's a cloud in my stomach. Kirito clung to me and pressed her whole body against mine. It was a gesture that made me happy from the bottom of my heart. What is this? It's still continuing. Our hips continued to twitch after the intense pleasure, rendering her unable to move. Feeling the girl you love seemed to bring about an intense sense of mental satisfaction. Amazing. His dick is still twitching inside me. Is this how ejaculation feels like? It happened when I did it with my hands, too. I can't believe I can feel it so clearly down there. Is that because I'm squeezing him so hard? That's pretty hot. It finally stopped. The insanity of this pleasure felt like it might have burned half of the neurons in my brain. Her insides continued squeezing me as I ejaculated, urging me to comb even more. Her breathing started to relax once she felt me falling limp. We took some time catching our breaths without talking. Her gaze that had been fixed on the ceiling turned to me. A satisfied smile beamed on her face. You came right inside. Sorry, you came right. You came right inside me. Yeah. Haha, I could tell, but I figured it was a good idea to confirm anyway. I felt so hot in my belly, and I already knew how hot your sperm was. It was like a cloud suddenly exploded inside me. That was when I realized you came there. I glanced down to see my semen already flowing out of her vagina. Though I felt like that was the case, I really came a lot. Aha! I'm so happy. Me too. Did you comb too? Yes, I think so. She blushed. It's my first time, so I don't know, but my mind blanked out for a moment and felt extremely good in a way I can't quite describe with words. So, I'm pretty sure that was an orgasm. I see. I was worried I was letting myself be a bit too shameless. But you were with me, so... Kirito. And you were doing that yourself. So I felt like I might as well give in to the moment. And then I really climaxed. Aha, I'm happy. I mean, how could I not be when it feels so good? Yeah, the first time I had sex turned out to be more wonderful than I'd ever imagined. And it was only because I did it with her. I think it's about time I pull out. Just kiss me once before doing anything. We spent a moment pressing our lips together, savoring our afterglow. She says, I love you so much. I felt like our relationship had deepened again after crossing this line. I love the girl in my arms so much, even more than before. And there you go. It was very straight vanilla sex. We were both drenched in sweat, so we took another bath together. Phew. Relaxed breaths escaped both our lips. I feel broken all over. Yeah, all I want to do now is sleep. I can't blame you. Let's sleep together tonight. Is that okay? Yeah, of course. Aha. I don't want to separate even for a minute. Me too. I don't want to let you go. I always find it... I always find it weird how they cover the guy's eyes up. I guess he's supposed to be like the everyman. Yeah, I'm getting really sleepy. It's more tiring than I thought. You want to get out? Can we stay for just a little bit longer? I don't mind either way. Okay, she scooped some water and sprayed it on her arms and chest. Her beautiful skin had grown reddish in spots because of what I did, making me feel a little guilty. Though, is it safe for me to stay over? Your parents are coming back tomorrow, right? That's gonna be fine. I confirmed the time with them. I see. But my persistent questioning might have made them suspicious instead. It's possible they kind of guessed what we were planning. Is that bad? I don't know. They aren't really the controlling type. Besides, I don't think they'd have any complaints in your case anyway. That's good to hear. In any case, we didn't do anything bad. It just happened earlier than I thought. But that doesn't mean it wasn't okay. I know it. It probably depended on how seriously I took it in the end. I think I found a new goal in my life, as exaggerated as that sounds. I want to love someone, but not anyone, of course. I want to find a woman I care for from the depths of my soul and who feels about me just the same. I was skeptical whether such an ideal scenario was even possible, but... Well, did you find her? Looks like it. She's right here in my arms. Well, that is sweet. Aha, I'm glad to hear that. Woo, I think it's finally over, folks. My god, we're actually to the rest of the game. Now, some disappointing, but maybe hopeful news. This is about the end of the Kirito path. Right after they have sex, there's like the part where you start making very important choices that affect the ending of the game. So yeah, we're there. We're getting very close to the end game. So just kind of sit back, relax, and we'll see how it all ends. Ah, you're finally up. Good morning. Good morning. What are you doing? Kirito sat beside my pillow in traditional Japanese style. Nothing really. I was just watching you sleep, if that's not creepy. Her lips curled up into a gentle smile. It felt a bit embarrassing, but also made me happy. You don't need to exhaust yourself. What? I'm taking it easy. It seemed that sitting style was easy for her. I wonder if I overslept. Well, I was up for about an hour already. You could have woken me up. You looked exhausted, so... Kirito's cheeks reddened and she smiled as I blushed. That kind of exchange made me realize how close we'd become all over again. Well then, I think it's about time I prepare breakfast. You're hungry, aren't you, Fukugami? That instantly made me conscious of the state of my stomach. Yeah, I'm positively starving. My stomach's rumbling inside. I'm not surprised. Anyway, I'll take care of it. You can hear it? No, but I'm starving too. Just as we were equally exhausted. I see. We both blushed and chuckled. Let's see how it turned out. Thanks for the meal. I never thought of this stupid dojo as a good thing, but you gotta appreciate the fact that we're never short on food. Yesterday she did mention that the students ate here regularly. That said, you've really improved, Kirito. It doesn't take a genius to stuff a fish into a grill, and all I did this morning was fry some eggs. It wasn't that easy to fry an egg properly, but hers were both tasty and looked appetizing. It's still quite an improvement since the trip. Yeah, well, I guess I can do things when I feel they're important. I had my mother to do all the cooking, but now that I've found a boyfriend, I actually have more opportunities to cook myself. I felt like I was chewing on bliss itself. Thanks. Aha, I'm doing it as much for myself as for you. It's not something I'd do if I thought it was a pain, and I definitely don't mind it as long as I think I'll get to see your smile in return, as cheesy as that sounds. But I feel that's how it works when you fall for someone. Yeah, I felt the same. I'd do anything to see her smile. I thought so from the bottom of my heart. The mood became a bit embarrassing after our conversation stopped. It had been only half a day since we passionately made love to each other, and in this room, no less. I couldn't help imagining that the morning sun slipping through the window was illuminating our secrets. And since she was blushing, it looked like she was thinking something along the same lines. It feels a bit embarrassing when it's so bright, doesn't it? Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking just now. Maybe we should have used a different room, like yours? It's not in the shape to take in guests, much less a boyfriend. It seemed like I had no choice but to put that among the things to look forward to in the future. Ah, I see. It'd be good if we hang up the futon right after we finish eating. The one we used yesterday was currently neatly folded in the corner of the room. I tried not to mind it to the best of my ability, but it'd grown pretty damp. I'll do it. Just tell me where. Thanks. Then I just have to wash my panties. Kirito paused, looked at me, and chuckled. Now I just thought I was really showing my most embarrassing side to you. Well, I'm just the same. Yeah, I know. I guess that means we're in the same boat. Yep. But I feel that I trust you even more now. My heart rumbled in my chest as Kirito gave me a loving look. You know a part of me that no one else does. And you're the one who pulled it out in the open, which makes me feel like I can trust everything to you. Is that okay? Yes, of course, if anything, I deeply appreciate it. Then you've got to do the same. Yeah. They said sometimes it felt like the magic was gone by the time you woke up in the morning. But that's the furthest thing from the truth in our case. There were only 10 days of summer break left. Normally, I'd like to use them to go on a trip with my girlfriend, but... there seems to be quite a bit left. Yeah. You make it sound like it's got nothing to do with you. Well, it's not my homework. Every day, we're in the same area. We were working on it for the same amount of time every day, so why is there a gap between how far we've done? Maybe it's because we started from different parts? This happened because she hadn't touched hers until I made her. Well, you can't cry over spilt milk. Let's start it from day one next year. I'm sure you can handle that. You're a diligent student at your core, after all. Yeah, as long as you're there to keep me straight. I couldn't help smiling at that remark. Yeah, okay, let's make sure to do the long break homework together. Right. Kirito paused and lightly grasped my hand. What are you thinking to do after you graduate, Fukugami? I'm hoping to go to a technical program, though I didn't think much about it yet. Then you're just the same as me. It sucks to study for the exams, though. Maharo seems so busy lately. I'm pretty laid back as I go about my life, so I was wondering what would happen if I ended up failing or something. But I'm sure I'm going to be okay if I have you. Yeah, let's do our best together. In that sense, the remaining 10 days were like a dream for us. And as for how it ended up, I'm finally done. Ah, congratulations. That really did sound like you didn't feel it was relevant to you in any shape or form. Or is it just my imagination? No, it's not. Doesn't make sense. Why are you finishing first, even though we worked on it for the same amount of time. There we are. We started from different places. It's still a mystery why it took until the last day, though. According to my calculations, I should have finished 3 days ago. If we stuck to the original plan, you mean, rather. Yes, if we only followed the schedule I devised. Why didn't that happen? Kirito asked me with a meaningful smile. Well, that's what happens when we keep doing this in between. She wrapped her arms around the back of my neck and pressed her lips even harder. I wasn't trying to get in her way just because I finished first, but it was only natural that a healthy couple couldn't quite completely focus on studying when they were together. That said, it stood testament to Kirito's diligent nature. She actually did manage to finish everything by the last day. She pulled away as I reached my hand out to her chest. Didn't we promise to go to the beach again after everything was done? We could do it after this. I don't mind, but are you sure you'll be able to swim properly if we do it like that? I'm not. Aha! Then let's spend the last day swimming. I mean, we can't do it every day. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe classes start tomorrow. I'm a bit bummed out. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I never felt like this before, and I know why. With that, she lightly held up our joint hands. But we're going to be together in school as well. I'm really glad we ended up in the same class now. Yes, even though we didn't even remember each other's names at first. Yeah. Ah, it's packed. That's the last day of summer for you.
hidden ones on my seat.
It's more fun when the place feels alive anyway. It's not like there's not enough sea for everyone. Haha, that's true. There might be enough sea, but not enough changing booths. That took forever. Same here, though I bet the men's wasn't as bad as the women's. Phew, I wish I knew how to swim better. Meandering around the shallow area gets old. Probably not a good idea to go deep, even with a swim ring. Yeah, maybe we should rent a paddle boat. I can see people using them here and there. Let's do that. I mean, it's the last day and all. Alright. So they got a paddle boat. Oh, so this is how paddle boats look up close. Look like up close. Kirito scooped some water with her hands. It looked beautiful, especially for what you'd expect from a public beach. You look like you know what you're doing. Have you used these before? No, I'm just paddling without much thought. You must be naturally gifted for these things. There were lifeguards on the beach. They'd probably save us if we ended up caught in a current. Phew, the water feels so pleasant. It'd be bad if we got too much water into this, right? I think that much won't be a problem. Yeah, haha. We playfully splashed water on each other. It definitely felt pleasant in this heat. And she looked amazing with beads of water on her skin. It was attractive just to look at, but to think I had actually touched it before. My lower half instantly reacted to the thought. That was a bit inconvenient. I had felt like my more primal instincts had become much more pronounced since my first experience. Though letting it run loose could be inconvenient, too. Ah, that's right! Kirito suddenly looked around. I don't think anyone can hear us from this distance. About having sex? Hmm? There are many shapes and form of it, right? Yeah, Starless knows all about that. Shapes. I mean, like how I first rubbed yours with my hands. Oh! What do you think about that? What? Do you want to do it again? Or was it not your cup of tea? Of course I'd like to do it again. I'm a man, damn it! Added by the Grim Lord. I see. To tell the truth, me too. I mean, I don't know anything. I know there are books on the subject, but you know. So I want you to teach me more. I'll do everything you say. No man can remain calm before such words. Can we do it today? After this? Kirito blushed and nodded. In that case, it's a bit early, but I feel like heading home already. Aha! Fukugami! But let's stay for just a bit longer, okay? I mean, we borrowed a boat and all. Okay, let's make the most of the beach while we're still here. We swam some more after returning the boat, making sure not to regret our last day at the beach. Think it's about time we get going? Yes, now that we're leaving, I feel like getting home as soon as possible. Me too. Ah, but I guess we'll have to spend some time in line for the shower. It might have been smarter to leave a bit earlier as most people were packing to leave at this hour. Normally I'd just wait, but today I wasn't sure I could quite handle that. We can use my shower. We'll have to walk back wet though. Ah, yes, I can do that. We joined hands and headed home. It's convenient to live close at a time like this. Yeah, though I'm not sure if I've ever really taken advantage of this. Well, you never know. Maybe there'll be more chances in the future. Haha. Looking like two chuckling weirdos, we finally reached my house. Thank you for having me. Anyway, about what I was talking on the boat, do you have any ideas, Fukugami? Kirito waited for me in silence. Feeling it'd be uncool to keep getting embarrassed and stammer anymore, I opened my mouth and said it clearly. Autoerotic asphyxiation. No, you didn't say that. Do you know how to do a fellatio? Huh? What's that? It's, putting the man's thing in your mouth. In my mouth? Okay, got it. I was surprised by how easily she accepted, even though I was the one who asked. Are you sure? Yeah, I don't have any problems with it. I mean, it's yours, isn't it? Well, thanks. We figured we could as well take that shower together. Oh, there may be more scenes, folks. Well, you are in luck, I guess. Well, I mean, come on now, let's not get greedy here. If we've got more H, you know, we may as well make it another video, right? So let's go ahead and just end this right now, and we'll get back to you with more Sakura no Mori Dreamers hentai scenes, which apparently are more abundant than I thought. See you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.